sushi, gobi beef, nabe, ramen, and tempura are some of the many Japanese food that are highly recommended to taste if you will go to Japan. They have their own distinctive taste and aroma. If you will describe them in one word, oishi.
Hi, I'm Daniel Lickis.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Panattoni. Welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Chefy is in Japan right now, live.
That's correct. I'm visiting my family here. Yes.
Live in Japan. So we're going to talk about Chef Alessandro recommended Japanese food.
Oh yes, you got it. Yes. How much time we have? 1 month, 2 months?
I think we have 1 year, Chefy.
No, there is lots to talk about it. Oh my god, yes. There is lots of good food in Japan.
Japanese, yo. We have a lot of listeners in Japan. So arigato gozaimasu. Hi.
Arigato, arigato.
Yes. So we shout out all the people listening in Japan and thank you so much. So Chefy, let's talk about your list.
Oh, my list is enormous.
Of course.
Well, Japanese. I can start from, you know, I'm from Kobe. So, okay. Of course, you know, my wife is from Kobe and I live in Kobe. And of course, Kobe beef, it's one of the elite of the beef.
Number one
beef. It's amazing. You know, of course, I will suggest anybody who can visit Kobe, you know, to try, you know, Kobe beef, of course.
The trademark in Kobe.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I'm telling you already, it's not cheap.
It's one of a kind and expensive.
Yeah, it's one of the kind. You know, it's you know, just you when you go to teppanyaki, you know, where they cook the steak in front of you, you know, the curry, it's you know, and you have some Kobe beef. It's like melting in your mouth, man.
Like butter. Oh my god.
Yes. Yes.
Something to die for in going to Japan.
Then if you go a little bit Osaka, it's close to us, it's not even 1 hour car, you know, it's you can try the okonomiyaki. It's a classic Osaka dish, you know. It's a thin flat cake and sweetened butter. It's like almost like they call pizza crepe, stuff like that, but they make on top of the flat grill, and with the cabbage, shredded cabbage, the pork and green onion, you know, it's characteristic. And then the brush with the okonomiyaki sauce, it's like a barbecue sauce, and lots of mayonnaise.
This is good for dessert, main course.
No, that's a main course.
Oh,
it's not sweet, it's not sweet, it's like it's the butter is it's unsweetened.
Oh, okay. So this is will be a main course.
Yes.
So Chefy, what else in your list?
On my list. Oh, okay. I can say I like nabe.
Oh wow.
You know, and it's nabe. It's like it's a famous. It's like a favorite dish for the sumo wrestler, especially the champion.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's like a big stew kind of. Yes, a soup stew. And the chankonabe has got meatball inside, chicken, vegetable, noodles. Okay. It's huge. They usually eat the chankonabe to get in weight as a sumo wrestler.
Oh, to make them more strong, I think.
Yes.
They give them just like tiramisu to boost them.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So nabe is on the third list at number four, Chefy.
My number four. Okay, I got ramen.
Ramen, for sure,
the
ramen.
The pig bone soup. Oh, yes, ramen is good.
Yeah, if you go to Japan, try ramen because it's one of a kind.
Yes, it's especially standing, that... standing restaurant. You stand up, you don't sit down, you stand up and you eat ramen at the station. Oh, yes, it's very characteristic.
Yes. So, Chefy, ramen is well-known all over Japan, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But especially it's from Fukuoka, one of the best places.
Do you think this is a street food, the same with the pizza?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You can eat on the street, no problem.
Okay. So, there are different types of ramen, like chicken, beef, or what else flavor?
Oh, yes, chicken, beef. Oh, yes, there is a spicy ramen. Oh, absolutely. You can find any kind of ramen, but the most popular is made with the pig bones.
Oh my gosh! It's like they put the pig bones on the ramen. It's so like that delicious.
Oh yes, amazing.
We don't know how to say delicious in Japanese, but it's delicious. So, Shafi, what else on number five list?
Oh, number five, we'll say tempura.
Wow, one of the trademark of Japanese cuisine, tempura.
Yes. Well, I guess, seafood, vegetable, all dipped in flour and eggs butter, and then deep fry. It's very light when they make it here. It's amazing.
So, Chef, this is a big difference. If you're in Japan and eating tempura, truly made in Japan, and if you go to Canada, this is a big difference, right?
I think if you go to Canada on a Japanese restaurant,
yes,
you maybe have the same tempura you can have in Japan.
Oh,
I think it's
okay.
the expertise of the, you know, how to make it.
Yes,
it's not that easy that you think it is, but you know, just deep in the butter. No, I think needs lots of experience to make a very good tempura, because you need, they gotta be light, it's gotta be crunchy.
Yes.
That's the best things to have for a tempura.
There is a process in making the authentic Japanese tempura.
Yes.
And as I said, the same with what we are talking about, if you're putting a Japanese restaurant somewhere else in the world, you need to go to Japan and observe what they gotta do, how to make authentic Japanese food.
Absolutely. You know, the image of Japanese food for many people, it's just, sushi, no? Oh, Japanese,
yeah.
Sushi. No, there is so many other things to taste, to check, unbelievable how big is the cuisine, the recipe they have here, cuisine they have here. It's unbelievable.
Yes, it's one of a kind.
One of my favorite, it's tonkatsu. No, we talked about it a long time ago,
yes.
On one of the episodes.
So is it in your list? Is tonkatsu at your number?
Oh, yes, there is in my list tonkatsu. Yes, absolutely. I can live without. But tonkatsu is one of the popular dish. You can have in a different way.
Yes.
Well, it's funny. It's pork cotolet. It's a Japanese pork cutlet, breaded, deep fry, and then served with tonkatsu sauce. It's kind of barbecue sauce, and served always with the cabbage salad, and always with the white rice, and always with the miso soup. That's the set.
Yes. Last season, season two, we talk about tonkatsu.
And that's my favorite. One of my favorite.
Favorite because of his love story. Yeah.
Yes.
Please do listen to that episode because it's a romantic episode. Tonkatsu, because Chef related to
with my wife. Yes, of course.
Yes. And so, Chef, tonkatsu can do beef, chicken, or what? Pork.
Yeah, you can do beef katsu. Yes. You can do chicken katsu. Yeah, whatever it's katsu will be fried anyway.
Yes, true. So, Chefy, at number seven. Now at your number seven.
We're already number seven. Oh,
yes.
I got to shrink the list. I got two big lists here. Well, one of my favorites, oden. Oden is a tasty, light, hot dish. It's made with the dashi soy soup. It's my favorite because it's for the winter time. It's fantastic. My wife always makes it. I love it. You know, it's boiled eggs. There is fish cake. There is daikon. There is tofu inside. You know, cognac. The good thing is about the Oden. They're so popular that you can find on the street as a street food. You can find a convenience store that they sell it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can find. Well, that's one thing I want to suggest to people visiting Japan. Try the convenience store in Japan. They're unbelievable.
They're producing food that available 24 hours a day.
That's right, yes. They have, you know, I find the Oden actually is pretty good. But of course, I love my wife Oden. Eh?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. It's not because she's listening now to me. Eh? But...
Say hi to her. So, Shafi, let's do at number 8.
Number 8. Well, I would say, okay. Well, of course, you know, I gotta say karage. Karage is a typical Japanese fried chicken.
Oh, and, wow.
Usually you find at the convenience store. You can find the classic izakaya. It's a kind of little restaurant bar where everybody get together and, you know, have a few drinks. And you can eat these little things, small portion, like tasting, you know, just to keep a company of the beer when you're drinking.
Oh, wow. It's something like you need to to eat this one, karage, because it's good for beer or wine.
Good, amazing match for the beer. Oh, yes.
It's without beer, you need karage.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's a great match. Eh? Trust me.
Try. If you go to Japan, buy beer plus karage, people. Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
At number 9, Shafi.
Number 9. Wow, I have to put Japanese curry. I really like it. Curry. The Japanese curry, I really love it. Yes.
Oh, okay. As in curry for the Indian people or what?
It's but it's Japanese style. So it's there is a spicy, there is a medium, there is a mild. So it's a nice base, nice sauce base. The Japanese like curry here.
Okay, Japanese curry. So any kind of curry, like chicken curry, beef curry?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Beef curry, chicken curry, ground meat curry, they call minchi curry, vegetable curry, seafood curry, oh, any kind.
So do you think, Shafi, how you do the curry? What's the preparation?
Well, the curry, actually, they have a kind of paste already made. Yeah, in Japan. Eh?
Oh.
And you can find any convenience store, any grocery store. And practically you make your base of, you know, your vegetable, you cook your vegetable in a kind of broth. And then after you add this paste, and it's going to be thicker, and then they give it a curry flavor. It's very, very good.
Oh, that's
me. Of course, if you go to the curry store, they make their own, you know, curry base.
Okay, yes. That'd be awesome. So at number 10, Shafi.
Number 10. There is so much to talk about. let's stay on the sushi and let's talk about a little bit.
No,
sushi.
We never talk about the sushi yet, Chef. So let's talk about the
sushi. We can talk about the sushi roll, famous, you know, the store that you can sit down and there is the truck pass around with all the little plates. Oh, yes. Classic sushi roll.
Oh, nice. So, Shafi, again, do you think there's a difference of sushi in Japan and sushi in Canada?
Yes.
Big difference.
Yes. Well, talk about, fish is different, of course. It's, from... what the Japanese eat as a sushi. Well, actually, they start to get a little bit more more for they found out that there is lots of tourists coming over, so they arrange a little bit of sushi on the sushi roll. Sometimes they find even prosciutto sushi or roast beef sushi.
Yes.
So it's something different, right?
Difference, yes. So, Shafi, what can you what are the types of sushi in Japan that you cannot see in Canada?
The sushi they don't see in Canada?
Yes.
Well, let's see. I would say maybe
do you think they're doing California roll over there?
Well, they do the California roll style, but it's not that no, it's popular, but it's not that much popular anyway. We do the, even they do the deep fry shrimp in the sushi.
Oh wow. It's a new It's a new fusion for the sushi, right? Sushi.
Yeah, well, they used to for a long time, I guess, right now. That I find it very, very different, you know, especially for people come from overseas, maybe they don't like too much, you know, raw fish. They can adjust themselves with something different like this.
Yes, it's something else. Something that you can, oh, sushi is now having a lot of variation. So, oh, yes. Shafi, what else in your list?
What else in my list? We can talk about yakiniku.
Yakiniku, what is all about yakiniku? Yakiniku.
Yaki means grill. Yakiniku is meat. So you got yakiniku, it's a grilled meat. Usually when you go to the yakiniku store, you can you have the on the table, you have a grill.
Yes.
And you can cook by yourself the grill. On the grill.
Okay.
So you practically you order the beef or the chicken or whatever you want, eh? You order, and then you can cook by yourself and you dip in the sauce. It's very, very nice. It's very different.
So yakiniku is a street food, Chevy?
No, it's not the street food. It's actually you have to sit down the table to get the yakiniku. Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's like, because I think in other countries, especially Thailand, they have, I think, variation of yakiniku that they put in the stick and they grill on the street, and then you can eat on the street.
In Japan, like a yakitori, you can have it on the street. I think you can eat it.
Yakitori.
Yeah, it's a skewer of chicken. Tori, it's meat chicken, no? Bird, whatever, and the yaki is still grilled, so they can grill on the street and you can eat the with the skewer, no?
Yes,
but no, so the yakiniku, you need it's like even in Korea, they do the same almost, like you can grill on the table, a kind of style of yakiniku. Yes,
okay, Chefy. So, how about Chefy teppanyaki?
Teppanyaki,
yeah,
teppanyaki, it's they grill the cook in front of you. The on the stick, on the teppan. On the teppan, it's a flat grill. So, and a yaki, it's grill, no? So teppan, and they cook in front of you, and they cut the steak in front of you, and they do all the, you know, the show in front of you, how to cook, how to cut it. It's pretty cool, actually.
Oh, okay. That's be awesome. So, Shafi, what else you have in your list?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know shabu-shabu?
Shabu-shabu, of course, it's
yes. Yeah, it's you know, the shabu-shabu, it's the meat in the boiling water, in the marinated water, with the vegetable, stuff like that. And
yes.
Dip in shabu-shabu sauce, the ponzu or sesame-based sauce.
Oh, yes. It's one
beef,
of the
beef, pork, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yes. Do you think it's shabu-shabu in Canada, in Japan, is a big difference too? Or the
I don't know. I didn't try yet in Canada the shabu-shabu, but I know in Japan it's it's fun to do with friends on the table.
Yeah.
You enjoy a lot with friends because, you know, you talking, you drinking, and you eat this shabu-shabu together.
Yes. So let's do the last list, Shafi. I have 15 already, and you'll be the 15. Last.
Okay, I lost the count here.
That will be the last 15. What recommendation of Chef Alessandro if you go to Japan? The
last yes.
Rising sun. Okay. Oh, one of a kind.
You come to Japan and get to try it from Tokugiri. Oh, yes.
Chef Yagani.
It's a rice ball, the classic Japanese rice ball.
Oh, yes, we talked about that last time. Because
yes,
we're talking about
you can find with the umeboshi, the plum. You can find with the salmon or kodro. They are wrapped with the nori,
yeah,
the dry seafood, the dry seaweed.
Yes.
They're the most popular things the Japanese eat most of the time.
Oh,
and when
awesome.
You go to the convenience store, you can see on the inside the fridge all these different kind of onigiri. You know, there is you can find with the yakibuta, with the beef, with the pork, with the chicken, stuff with everything. It's even with the shrimp salad.
Yes. Oh.
No, they are pretty cool. The variation they have now with this onigiri.
That's be awesome. So, Shafi, let's do the recap of the food that we recommend if you go to the land of the rising sun, Japan. At number one, Shafi.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef. People, try Kobe beef. It's one of a kind. It's like melting butter on your mouth. So, Shafi, how do people raise Kobe beef over there, or cattle?
Oh, how they raise? Yes. They massage the cow. That's why it's so good, the meat. They massage, they give a beer, they treat so good this cow.
They need a massage. Oh my goodness, I need a massage.
Oh, yes.
Okay, at number two.
Okonomiyaki, yes. It's Osaka-style thin flat cake and sweet butters, yes.
At number three, nabe.
Nabe, yes. Classic sumo wrestler, Chanko Nabe.
At number four, ramen.
Yes, ramen, especially the Fukuoka ramen, the pig bone soup, nice.
That's one of a kind. And of course, one of the Japanese Italian cuisine trademark, tempura.
Yes, tempura.
You can use any variation, tempura, vegetables, shrimp, of course. At number six, tonkatsu.
Tonkatsu, wow. Yes.
One of the Chef Alessandro's favorite.
Yes.
Tonkatsu. At number seven.
Oden.
Yes, it's something with
a
boiled
egg. Winter dish. It's like a soup stew.
Yes. So, Chef, can you describe what is daikon?
Daikon, it's a roots. It's like a radish, a big long radish.
Yes, it goes with the oden, right?
Oh yes, absolutely. I love daikon.
So daikon is the same with the sauerkraut.
Yes, you can you can grill even the daikon too. Yes.
Oh, okay. At number eight, karage.
Karage, yes.
Don't forget the beer, people. You need the
yes,
beer.
Yes, don't forget. Karage. Yes, especially Japanese beer.
Japanese beer. What do you recommend for Japanese beer, Shafi?
Asahi, Sapporo.
Yes. And at number nine.
Japanese curry. Yes.
Of course, at number 10, one of the trademark again of Japanese cuisine, sushi.
Sushi, yes.
Sushi is everywhere, all over the world. And number 11, yakiniku.
Yakiniku.
Yaki is grilled, Chefy, right? And
yes.
Niku is?
Niku is, yes.
Oh, yes. At number 12, yakitori.
Yakitori.
So it's yakitori means yaki is grilled and tori is chicken, right, Chefy?
Yes, that's right.
And number 13,
teppanyaki.
So So it's that they're grilling in front of you, people. So try this one. Right. If you go to Japan, at number 14, shabu shabu. It's one of the trademark again of Japanese cuisine. Shabu shabu. At number 15,
onigiri.
Oh yes. So those are the top 15 Chef Alessandro recommend to, if you go to Japan, try those food because they're one of that kind.
Yes, and like I say all the time, you know, just let the street take you whatever it takes.
Yes.
Just walk around and enjoy like I do.
Walking without knowing where you go, because at the end, if you are tired, go to the restaurant and eat all those stuff.
Yes. And don't forget to try the convenience store.
Yes. They are available 24 hours and you can eat those food anytime, anywhere.
Yes.
So, Chefy, let's thank you for listen notes for upgrading our listen scores. We are now 38 listen scores. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, people. It says we are now on the top 2% most popular show out of 3 million podcasts globally.
Fantastic.
And yes, thank you so much. And Chef and I are open for advertiser. If you want to advertise something on our podcast, we are open for it. For sure, we are not saying that we are well-known or famous, but we are 2% most popular show out of 3 million podcasts globally.
Yes.
And we are number 12 of the best food podcasts on the planet. Come on, people.
Fantastic.
Chef and I are very thankful and grateful for all your support. And we promise you, Chef and I will continue doing the show.
Big, better, and bold.
Yes, as you said. Very well said, Chevy. For this year, Chef and I will give you the best topic of Italian cuisine. But if you want to suggest a topic that you want to know or you want to discuss, please do email us at dsl_sti7, the world itself, at icloud.com. So please, if you are interested to know something about Italian cuisine or Japanese cuisine or outside our topic regularly, you are welcome to do so. Right, Chevy?
Yes, absolutely.
And as I said, thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because we are nothing without you.
That's right.
So, Chevy, enjoy your vacation in Japan. Say hi to your family and see.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
So, please do listen to my other podcast. Movie 1-1 Review is on the top 9 best movie podcasts on the planet. Check out. It's all about movies, people. So, Chevy, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Marican people.
See you soon.
See ya.